Xbox.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our third hour. We are talking book picks this morning. I am thrilled. Having been out for a long time, I will tell you that this is one thing I missed being here, obviously, but I so miss talking to my bookseller friends. And so it's a great thrill that the first one back is one of my best buddies, Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck, New York, joining us this morning to present some wonderful authors and books that are here and are ready for us to enjoy. Good morning, dear friend. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing great, and it is so good to see your face.
Well, it's great to be here, and I thank you very, very much. Could I just have that coffee cup? Thank you very much. I forgot it earlier. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. And that's if you want to give to the fund drive again. And that was just my way of filling time. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
It's really good to see you.
You too.
So you have an amazing list of books.
Thank you. I am pretty psyched about this list today. So we're going to start out with some fiction, as we do. So the first book I brought is a book that I'm in the middle of right now. It's called Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed. This was a book that came out on like December 31st. It kind of got a little bit caught up in like the holiday. Like it didn't get the attention it deserved when it first came out, but it's starting to really build right now. It was a Reese Witherspoon book club pick. She has pretty good taste. and I am so loving this book. It is a novel that tackles the subject of race and white privilege, but it does it with such a light hand. It's so funny. It's absolutely unputdownable. I'll just say that like the opening scene of this book is a black babysitter who is taken her white charge toddler to the grocery store, and the folks working in the grocery store don't believe that she should have this child with her. They don't believe that she's the babysitter, and the police are called, etc. It's great. And I'll also make a quick plug for the audiobook, which is what I'm listening to of it. And just so your audience knows, there are alternatives to Audible. If you are a digital audiobook consumer, Audible, of course, is owned by Amazon. And if you're looking to break away from their hold on your life a little bit, I highly recommend a website called Libro.fm. If you just type that right into your browser, Libro.fm, it'll take you to a website where you can buy digital audiobooks at great prices. And part of the money goes back to support your local independent bookstore. You can choose which store to affiliate your account with. We all within the indie bookselling community, we use this platform. It works great. It's wonderful. And you're spending some money locally, which is really important.
That's really great. And I assume that if I went to your website, I'd be able to do it through
Absolutely.
There as well.
Yeah, it's right on the homepage. And also, if you look up any book, if there's a digital audiobook available, it'll have a little button to take you out to Libro to get it.
You're also smart. excellent. Great. And the name of the book is Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed. All right.
Second, I have The Resistors by Gish Jen. This book comes out today, and it is probably the biggest buzzy February book that I've been hearing about from my bookseller friends. So Gish Jen hasn't written anything in a little while, but she's back. And this novel is about a world that literally could be our world in 5 to 10 years. It's extremely like if we're on the path that we stay on the path that we are on, this is what our world is going to be.
I'm about halfway through this book now.
Okay, and it's, great.
It is. There's nothing in there. You're like, oh, okay, this we're 2 steps away from this.
Yeah, it's entirely plausible.
Yes. And it's a great baseball book.
Exactly. It follows the life of this girl baseball player.
Yeah.
So you're enjoying it?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, good. I can't wait to get to it. It's been on the
really
top
good.
Of my pile.
She's one of my favorites. Gish Jen is fantastic.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Third, we have, I had to bring a little romance into the room for Valentine's Day. Get a Life, Chloe Brown by Talia Hibbert. This is just a gem of a romance novel. It's about a young woman who's quite wealthy. She's moving out of the family mansion. She's getting her own apartment. She's going to have her own, make her own choices and do her own thing. She's a chronically ill protagonist, which is like something I haven't seen before in a book.
It looks British. Is it British?
Oh, it's for sure
British. Totally
British.
Okay.
And
2 pages, I was just like, oh, it must be British. Oh, that's great.
And she falls for her building superintendent. And it is it'll just make you feel all warm and fuzzy. And it's super sexy in the middle. And if you need a good page turner, the great thing about romance novels is that to be a romance novel, it has to have a happy ending. It's the rule. So you know that things are going to work out. And it's just really reassuring in this day and age.
It is Get a Life, Chloe Brown by Talia Hibbert.
Next up, switching genres to the fantasy realm, Kelly Braffett is one of my favorite writers. She has primarily written literary suspense.
Right.
But now she's trying her hand at high fantasy. So this is for fans of Game of Thrones, fans of Naomi Novik. Her new book is called The Unwilling. It comes out next Tuesday, so a week from today. And Kelly will be doing an event for us on Tuesday, the 18th of February. And she'll be joined by an author who is a really big fan of Kelly's book. Erin Morgenstern, who wrote The Night Circus and The Starless Sea, will be in conversation with Kelly. Erin is a massive fan of this book, and we are so excited to present both of them in discussion and really like dig into the fantasy genre.
Yeah, it's terrific. I just got it yesterday, and I'm looking forward to digging in. It's called The Unwilling by Kelly Braffett. Great stuff.
Another book that we're very excited to be hosting the author for is Weather by Jenny Offal. This book also comes out next Tuesday. Jenny lives in the Hudson Valley. She is regarded as one of the finest literary writers working today. Her novel is about a woman living her life, dealing with what's happening in our society, but still trying to be a wife and a mother and a librarian. And, you know, with this sort of like increasing amount of sort of paranoia about the state of the world seeping into her daily thoughts. The book is extremely short. It's written, you know, Jenny has an incredible ability to use very few words, but to express so much with them. I'm just a big, big fan of her work, and I think many of your listeners will be too. Jenny will be at our event series at Murray's in Tivoli, New York, on Thursday, February 27th.
I love the little bursts that this is written in, and it's a book, and I enjoy this, that it just takes you a couple minutes to get into the style of it, and then once you're in.
Yes.
And it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's Weather by Jenny Offal.
Switching over to nonfiction, this is something I read during the holiday season, and it just like completely absorbed me and took me away from my very stressful job during the holidays. It's Life Undercover, Coming of Age in the CIA by Amaryllis Fox. So Amaryllis was recruited to join the CIA when she was 21 years old. It really is like a real-life Alias. She's recruited into the CIA. She's sort of fast-tracked through their more high security program, field agent program. And she is like running ops in the Middle East. She is, you know, it's like cloak and dagger stuff. Like it's like all that stuff that we see on TV. Like
right.
Some of it's actually real and is happening. And somehow Amaryllis has
really
been able
that stuff.
To tell this story. I mean, right before this book came out, again, it was in the middle of the holidays, so I don't think anyone was paying attention. But I saw like a news story that maybe the government was going to try to keep the book from getting published because like it was supposed to be vetted by the CIA, but they never quite got around to it, and now they're printing the books.
But they forget? Okay.
Either way, it feels very much like you're reading something that you're not supposed to know about. She's a great storyteller. If you love a thriller, but rooted in reality, this is the one for you.
Excellent. Great stuff. And the name of the book is Life Undercover, Coming of Age in the CIA by Amaryllis Fox.
And then one more nonfiction, The Third Rainbow Girl, The Long Life of a Double Murder in Appalachia by Emma Copley Eisenberg. This is another event book. We're going to be hosting Emma at our Rhinebeck store tomorrow night. But this is an incredible true crime narrative wrapped in memoir about a story where two young women were hitchhiking in Virginia, I believe it's Virginia, and West Virginia, and were murdered. And how that case impacted the town, impacted the region. And this was in the 1970s, but to this day, there's still stuff going on related to this crime. And Emma lived in this town for several years. And so we get both her story of the reporting of it and the actual case unfolding. It's one of the most critically praised true crime books I've seen in quite some time. People are really loving it.
I love true crime.
And that comes out... that's out now. That one is out now.
And would you have an event?
We do. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow night in Rhinebeck. At
Excellent.
Our Rhinebeck store. Yep.
The third, Rainbow Girl by Emma Copley Eisenberg. And she'll be at the bookstore tomorrow in Rhinebeck. And we'll have more information on that at the end of our segment. All right.
And then, last but not least, I had to throw in a young adult book because it's my jam. One that I particularly loved that comes out today. It's called A Good Girl's Guide to Murder by Holly Jackson. And this sort of fits really nicely with the last book. So this one is about a small town where a couple of years earlier, a girl has been murdered, presumably by her boyfriend. He has committed suicide. And the case is considered closed. But this young woman decides maybe things aren't what they seem. Maybe it didn't go down the way everyone thinks it did. And she starts to report on the story. She starts to investigate. And the story is told with lots of primary documents. So you get like the actual police reports and things are reproduced within the book. I always love when they do that. And it's an absolute page turner. If you have a reader, I'd say over the age of 13, who loves mysteries, this is a great one for them.
The name of the book is A Good Girl's Guide to Murder by Holly Jackson. So what else we got going on?
Oh, man. We have some fun stuff coming up, Joe.
All right.
It's going to be a good season. So we have this event series at Murray's in Tivoli, which is a gorgeous space. It's a repurposed church sort of sanctuary space. So that's where we'll be hosting Kelly Braffett on Feb 18, Jenny Offal on Feb 27. But then we have two more events coming up in March, one of which you will be part of. On March 10th, we're hosting the director, Barry Sonnenfeld, in conversation with you.
Yeah. He has a new memoir out.
Call Your Mother, Barry Sonnenfeld.
Yeah, Barry Sonnenfeld, Call Your Mother.
Call Your Mother.
And it's a memoir, and it sounds great. And he is a wonderful director. Wonderful.
Yeah, the brains behind Men in Black and
Pushing Daisies.
Pushing Daisies.
I love
when
that
Harry
show.
When Harry Met Sally. I mean, yeah. This guy is like a legend. So I'm so excited. That's going to be such a fun night.
It'll be a really fun night.
Yeah. And then at the end of March, March 25th, we're hosting Jeffrey Craner and Joseph Fink of the Welcome to Night Vale podcast.
They stopped by. They're regulars for you.
They are the best. They are the kindest, most generous people. They're doing a big pre-order campaign for their new book with us. We're very grateful for that. People can order signed books through us, and we'll ship all over the country. And we're so excited to be hosting them. They are a really wonderful duo.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and more to come. We have a few more things in the pipeline that I can't even talk about yet. So,
those are all the exciting ones. Excellent. All good stuff. Well, you can find out about all of this by going to Oblong Books and Music, oblongbooks.com, oblongbooks.com. Or for goodness sakes, they have locations in Rhinebeck and Millerton. Go visit them. It's a beautiful, beautiful, both stores are gorgeous. And go just go and spend a lot of money. Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck and Millerton, oblongbooks.com. And you can also go there to find out about all of the events, which Susanna mentioned as well. You can also see our book picks on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. I know you put them on your website, but
yep.
We have all of the past ones as well. wamc.org/roundtable or go to oblongbooks.com. I've missed you a lot.
Right back at you, Joe.
And loved your mom and dad, and thank you very much for everything, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Joe.
Excellent. Again, oblongbooks.com, and you can find out more at wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.